have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you this morning on my show, The Genesis Frequency. Today I'm recording from the Toronto Markham Hilton Suites. I'm at the Proctor Gallagher Training for Consultants with my wife here all week long. We're getting certified this week, and this is one of the final pieces in the certification process. So I am not only here in my suite recording this episode of my podcast, but I'm also doing this on Facebook Live. So if you want to see what it looks like while I am recording my podcast, just go to Facebook Live. I'm doing it not on my business page. I'm doing it on my personal page. So you can feel free to chime in there right now live. And it's about 10 minutes to 6 Eastern time when I'm recording this podcast. Again, if you're looking in on Facebook, I'm recording my podcast while I'm doing a Facebook Live. So I'm trying to juggle two things at once. This morning, for all of you, I wanted to just share a little bit about frequency. So often you hear me talk about the law of attraction being a secondary law. The law of attraction got real popular with the movie The Secret several years ago. And we hear so much of it. So many books have been written by a lot of people that really don't understand it. But there's a plethora of books and material and articles and even businesses that have been going on and moving forward based on the law of attraction. But what so many people don't understand is that the law of attraction is a secondary law. The primary law and the laws, one of the laws that precedes the law of attraction is the law of vibration. Everything moves. We live in an ocean of motion. And the law of vibration is going to be the law we have to be sure to cooperate with if we are to attract what we want into our lives. You have to understand that these laws that I share with you are, in fact, laws. They're not opinions. They're not options. There's not something that you try and maybe it worked for you and maybe it didn't. Because they're at work all the time, whether you're consciously cooperating with them or not. For instance, the law of mathematics is always the law. No matter where you are, 2 plus 2 is going to equal 4. 1 plus 1 is going to equal 2. And as we get into advanced mathematics and algebra and trigonometry and all that, we know that within the precision of a fraction of a second, using the laws of mathematics, we can put a man on the moon and we can launch satellites into specific orbits. How about the law of gravity? The law of gravity is always at work here on Earth. It's not something that we say, well, I don't think I'm going to participate with that today, so we just continue to walk off the edge of a building. These are laws, and so it is with the laws of bringing what we want into our field of experience. So the law of vibration is easy to understand when we look at frequency. When we look at frequency, it's easy to explain this when I invite you to look at a radio. If we want to listen to smooth jazz or we want to listen to classical music, we wouldn't tune that dial to a all-talk station or a sports talk station. We would turn the dial, move it up or down to wherever the frequency is of the smooth jazz or the classical music that we desire to listen to. And this works the same way in our lives. If we are dialed in and maintaining the frequency of our problems, focused on the results that we don't want in our lives, because so much of us look at results and we're saying, this is not what I want. I want more for my life. I want wins every day. I want more prosperity and abundance, whether it's time and money freedom, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in improved health. We all want more of that. And so many of us are getting results we don't want to get. So we're focused on the results that we're getting. We're in that lower vibration if we're experiencing results that we don't want to get. So we stay there. Everything has its own frequency. So I'm moving my hands here for those of you that are listening to the podcast because I'm doing Facebook Live at the same time. But if we are on this level of our problem of results we don't want, and we want to experience better, higher, more improved results in our lives, we have to shift our frequency. We have to shift our vibration. And we do that by walking in the energy of what we want to experience, by speaking in the energy of what we want to experience, by moving and shifting our consciousness to the reality of what we desire. See, if we think the thought of what we want, it exists already somewhere. It's just at a different frequency. When we match that frequency, the desired results are as good as ours. Now, that's a very simplistic explanation of how this works. And it's much easier to understand when we looked at the results or the conditions or the circumstances in our lives that we don't want. You see, the equation is always thoughts create feelings, and those feelings create actions, and those actions produce results. And if those thoughts are centered in the results that we don't want or the problem, then we're going to get more of the same. When our thoughts, when our conscious mind is focused on what we do want, maintaining the consciousness as if it's already real, because it is somewhere. Remember, everything was created twice, first as a thought and then in the world of form. Well, then we're on a different frequency. We've shifted ourselves out of the problem. Einstein said we cannot create better results from thinking at the same level that created the problem in the first place. And of course, I'm paraphrasing that. So it's really important to get out of the energy of the problem, the condition, the situations, the circumstances that you don't want to experience, and consciously hold the thought, the dominant thought, with feeling and emotion of what you do want to be, do, or have. So that's a real simplistic approach, and I'll be talking about this, of course, as you continue to listen to my podcast. And I touched on this in many previous podcast, so I encourage you to go to thegenesisfrequency.com, go to the episodes tab on my website, and scroll through some of the episodes that I have previously recorded over the last few months. And I talk about this law and many of the other laws of attraction within those episodes. But remember, the law of attraction is a secondary law. It's not a primary law. We have to understand the fundamental, the basics of manifestation, of moving into our field of experience, that which we want to experience. If you're just joining in right now, for those of you that are looking in live on Facebook, I've been recording my podcast. It's not a daily podcast, and I like to do it a few times a week at least. You can find it on the genesisfrequency.com. You can find it on Google Podcasts. You can find it on Apple Podcasts. You can find it on Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts. And one sure way to get it is go to my website, thegenesisfrequency.com, and click on the episode tabs, and you'll find all my podcasts in chronological order. So I want to thank you for looking in on Facebook. I just thought I'd try something different. This week, I am in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My wife Tanae and I are at the Proctor Gallagher Institute consultant training, wrapping up our training to become certified later this week as consultants with Mr. Bob Proctor. Spent yesterday morning with Bob, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And we'll have more of Bob this week and the rest of the PGI staff. First class, great learning experience for all in attendance. There's 270 plus consultants from all over the world, from all walks of life, and we are just so abundantly blessed to be here to be able to participate in this. So if you're on Facebook, thanks for looking in this morning, and if you're listening to this podcast, thanks for being here with me today. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and you have been listening to the Genesis Frequency. Blessings.